following. The Mesillas Yesharim was not one, he did not have as a goal to take a person that had Sveikis and Amuna and to convince them to be a Maimon. You'll find no such references in the entire Mesillas Yesharim. There are places that the Chavos HaLevavos undertake such things in the beginning, etc. Others form. The Ramchal did not, that was not his point of departure. The Ramchal was talking to Maminim. And the question is, a person that is a Maimon, how to understand what the role of the human being in this world is, what his life is about, what its purpose is. And there was a view, among observant people, not among the non-observant, among observant Maminim, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created man to live in this world. That's his purpose, that's his tachlis, and he spends a lot of time in this version and the other version even much more so, showing why that's not the case. And so we're talking again, a person that's a Maimon, who believes HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed him here, believes the Torah is Min HaShemayim. But the question, the open question is, for what purpose? It says, V'tira be'emes, if you look at it very logically, cold logic, Shifar lo yuchol shum bal seichel lahamin, no person of intelligence could believe shetachlus briyas adam hu lamatzov ba'olam hazeh, that we were created for the way we're going to live in this world. That's not our purpose, right? He wrote before, our purpose this olam hazeh is done with a prosdor. It's the entrance way to olam haba. But a person's on a plane. Many of us take planes. We travel to all different places. By and large, it's not that comfortable that we could imagine that the travel is what's significant here. We all realize that we can tolerate this travel 10 to 12 to 15 hours because there's some larger goal that we have in mind that's on the other side when we get off. But if someone would tell us that our purpose is to fly on this plane, I'm not even sure that first class cuts it from that standpoint, but certainly not the normal seats in the plane. So it says, no logical person should conclude that we were created for what we're going to do in this world. He says, he said, what is our life filled with in this world? So many challenges, so much travail, so much stress. And I'll ask you, how many people that you know that live constantly in a state of joy and happiness, and they live tranquil lives? I mean, I've known people that are very happy people, but they endure a great deal of stress in their life too, at the same time. Successful people, by and large, I know many successful people and I deal with them, but as I tell people all the time, they work very, very hard and there'd be a phenomenal amount of stress to get there. He says a person lived 70 years. This was in the time of David HaMelech. Most of them was almost over oven. It's just struggle after struggle. Becoming in a tzar, all types of difficulties, a person with his parnosa, with his family, and with political problems, the full gamut of life. And those are the external problems, that v'chaloyim v'machloyim v'sitrodois, and then the stress that he lives with, and the afflictions of illnesses that he has to overcome in this life. And if that's not enough, so at least if a person after that would be Zeichel Chayin Netzach, you know, like Adam Arishon before the Chet, he would have lived forever, okay. If that's what it takes to get Chayin Netzach, okay. So listen, everything in the world takes an investment. But what happens? Well, Aram calls us, some of us, and after that we're going to leave this world behind after all of that. Like I tell Chassanim and Kalas all the time, what's our problem? It's what I call the Mr. Shalach problem. If we lived as long as Mr. Shalach, So I figure like this. If it took us 200 years to figure out life in this world, how to live it, and then we have 800 years to live after that, that sounds like a pretty good deal. But it compressed the amount of time that we have. We don't have 200 years to figure it out. You're not going to find one person or 1,000 that's going to say that this world was so smooth that all the dissatisfactions and the pleasures of this world were so strikingly more than the difficulties that he had. So how long is he going to live? So what the person has to live with is the realization that we are in an important place. But the true importance of this world is the gateway to Olam Haba. That's what it's about. If we live with that fashion, a person can live with tremendous simcha, enjoy, have joy every single day that he lives, because each day he can accomplish something. There was a man I knew once, and he was, I think in his late 80s at that time, something like that. And he was ill. So the doctor said the following: if he wasn't a religious man, I would tell you not to bother to treat him. What's he have to live for? At 88, 88 years old. Is he going to experience something in life he hasn't seen yet? But if he's a religious man, every chapter of his life, every day of his life is important. He can serve the Almighty. It's worth living. So if we understand that this world is the stepping stone to the world to come, it's a very beautiful and wonderful place. But the moment we start believing in this world as an end unto itself, we're asking to suffer great misery and great dissatisfaction. So what the Ramchal tells us is really empowering. It's not negative, it's empowering. Because I realize that all the challenges that I go through in this world are part of the stepping stone to Olam Haba. They have meaning, they're significant. Otherwise, what am I to make of all of them? I went through so many difficulties, I wish they never happened, so what do I have to show for them? But if a person realizes that these are the means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them to attain Olam Haba, then it's an entirely different perspective. Then whatever is taking place is significant. And Alain Rabbeinu Yonah Shaar Tshuva writes, Dovra Melech says in Tillim, two times in the same chapter, he says, Kosi Shuis Esa, I raise a cup in victory, Vashem Hashem Ekra, which one translation of is in Chazal, that I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says in the same chapter, he says, Tzor V'yogon Emtza, and Dovra Melech experienced tremendous amounts of strife in his life. I'll experience strife and anguish. U'Vashem Hashem Ekra. And I'll call out praise, ring out praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if a person realizes that this world is the stepping stone to the world to come, anything which brings him closer to that goal is a worthwhile happening. And David HaMelech could say, I can celebrate the victories that I have in this world, and I can celebrate the anguish, because the anguish also brought me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once a person realizes that that's the nature of this world, you can live with great satisfaction. Because all the things that happen, that come my way, propel me to the Olam Haba. So life is worth living. Everything that takes place, significant and important, and is positive. Good night, Rabbi.